Bakery, this is Alexa. How can I help you?
Hello, Alexa. My name is Steve, and I would like to speak to the owner of your establishment, por favor. That's Spanish for please.
Okay. I know it's Spanish, actually. Okay. I'm half Mexican, and I am the owner. How can I help you?
Oh, so you are the owner.
Yes, I am.
Oh, good. Well, I'm glad you're on the phone, because you have a lot of explaining to do.
Well, I'm sure we can help you with whatever the problem is. How can I help you?
Well, let's see if you can. The other day, I went into your store, and I got a few things to munch on. And when I got home, I began eating my muffin.
Okay.
And after about the third or fourth bite, I realized there was a piece of gluten in my muffin.
That's impossible.
It's not impossible. There was a gluten in my muffin, and you bill yourself as a gluten-free bakery. Explain that to me. How did a gluten get in my muffin?
Okay, sir, I don't know if you know what gluten is, but it's something that happens to wheat when it's cooked.
Yeah, and there was a big gluten right smack dab in the middle of my muffin.
Sir, there's no such thing as a big gluten. There's something called seitan, which is made with gluten, but it comes nowhere near our bakery.
I'm sorry. I don't know how this got into religion. Okay. I'm talking about gluten, not Satan.
No.
There was a gluten.
It's not... never mind. I'm just telling you that whatever you saw in your muffin, what did it look like, what you consider to be the gluten in your muffin?
Don't you know what gluten is? That's your thing. You say gluten-free. You should know what a gluten is.
I do know, but there's no real such thing, sir, as a gluten. Gluten is a...
excuse me. How can you be a gluten-free establishment if there's no such thing as a gluten?
Sir, I'm trying not to get upset with you or frustrated, but there is not a gluten. There's no such thing as a gluten.
Yes.
And I don't think you understand how it works.
There is
a gluten-free bakery.
Gluten.
Sir,
I had a gluten in my muffin.
That very statement is ridiculous, and it's just dumb.
Well, maybe I sound dumb because there's a gluten in my system, and it's
there's
making me
no
think all weird.
There's no such thing as a gluten.
But
do you understand that there's no gluten in the muffin you got at my bakery, okay? You don't know what you're talking about.
You know what it sounds like to me? It sounds like you're just trying to cover your butt because you just got busted for having a gluten all over that place.
Listen to me. First of all, I don't need your business. You don't know what you're talking about. I don't even know why I'm talking to you.
I don't want to step foot in your bakery because maybe I'll trip over a gluten or something. You've got gluten everywhere.
Do you understand? It's comical.
Oh,
what you're
my
saying.
God. What aren't you
Nobody
understanding?
Could have possibly.
What aren't you getting?
Shut up for a second.
Oh.
There's no such thing as a gluten. Gluten is something that is contained in wheat. It does not come
I
into this
don't
bakery
hear
because we
what
don't use
you're...
any of those
La,
things.
La, 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 la. It just sounds.
Are you out of your mind?
Yeah,
what
because.
Are you, five years old, you idiot?
You're speaking a bunch of gibberish.
What are you, high? Are
I'm
you
done...
going my store when you're high?
All I'm
going to
say
happened?
Is. I have half a mind to come into your bakery and leave a big gluten right on the floor for you, if you know what I mean.
Oh, yes, come into my bakery. I'm going to call the authorities. Don't you ever come into my bakery. I will call the authorities, and that's it.
It's too late. I already called the authorities on you.
What are you freaking talking about?
That's right.
John, why would you call the authorities on me?
There is going to be a full-on gluten investigation, and after they sweep the premises, if they find any gluten in there, anywhere, they're going to shut you down.
Well, I hope you're there. Because once they find this mysterious, invisible gluten you say was in your muffin, then I can tell the authorities to take you away.
Well, then why don't I just tell you that this is a prank phone call? And we just stop this madness now.
What?
This is actually Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the Morning doing a phone tap on you. Your friend Grace set you up.
Oh, no, she did not.
Yeah. She told us that you get... She told us that you get really upset when people don't know what gluten is, and apparently she was right.
I do.
So just so we can clear this up, gluten means calories, right? Like, if it's gluten-free, it's calorie-free?
No! You're an idiot, just like everyone else!